感谢主带领我们今天的安息日。
Thanks the guidance of God that He guided us in today's Sabbath day.
我们今天早上要来跟大家一起学习八福。
Now, this morning we would like to mutually study the Beatitude.
耶稣来到世界的时候他先在家庭里面30年的时间做准备的工作。
When Jesus came into this world, he was in a family for 30 years as a preparation work.
30岁开始传道礼。
And at age 30, he started his ministry.
他传道礼的第一句话是神的国近了，你们应当悔改信福音。
And the first time that Jesus start to preach, he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
也就是神的恩典要临到世界。
Which means the blessing of God is to come upon the world.
神的平安喜乐要在我们人的心中作王。
And the peace and joy from God will reign in our heart.
他带给我们永远的福气。
And that he will give us the eternal blessing.
这是神的国临到了。
This is the kingdom of God is at hand.
但是要进到神的国，就是要先悔改，我们心思行为要改变，来接受这个美好救人的信息。
But in order to enter the kingdom of God, that we need to first repent of our behaviors and deeds, and then to accept this message.
后来有很多人跟随他。
And then there are many people that followed him.
耶稣就上了一座山。
And then Jesus went up on the mountain.
众人坐在这个山上，耶稣就坐下，对他们讲了一些非常宝贵的教训。
And the multitude came and sat down by the mountainside, and Jesus preached to them.
这个叫做山上宝训。
And this is what we call the Beatitude.
这个记在马太福音的第五章到第七章。
This is recorded in Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7.
谈到一个人怎样能够得到真正永恒的福气。
And it mentions how a person could receive this eternal blessing.
就是心思意念要回转。
That our thoughts and deeds need to repent.
他首先谈到神要赐给人八项的福气。
First, Jesus said that God will give us 8 kinds of blessings.
也就是说神把福气赐给人但是八种人符合这种条件能够承受福气。
Which means that God will shower us upon blessings, but there are 3 characteristics of these blessings.
这就是我们所了解非常有名的叫做八福。
And this is what we came to understand, the Beatitude.
我们今天早上就来学习这些道理。
And so this morning we will focus on these good message.
我们首先来看马太福音第五章第三节。
Let's first turn to Matthew chapter 5 verse 3.
马太福音五章第三节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 3.
我们从第一节看到第三节。
Let's start from verse 1 to 3.
马太福音五章第一节
Matthew chapter 5 verse 1
说耶稣看见这许多的人就上了山既已坐下门徒到他跟前来第二节
verse 2
他就开口教训他们说第三节
verse 3
虚心的人有福了因为天国是他们的、哦、耶稣对着众人开口讲道理来教训他们。
When Jesus opened his mouth to speak to the crowd, he started his teaching.
他首先谈到说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
He first say, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is a kingdom of heaven."
什么是虚心的人？为什么他们能够得到天国？
Why these poor, the poor in spirit, these people who are poor in spirit could receive the kingdom?
虚心在原文的上就是心灵上的贫穷。
In the original meaning is that they are poor in spirit.
有的注解说其实那个字眼在原文上跟这个乞丐同样的。
And some interpretations say these poor means like a beggar.
就是说心灵上很贫穷，好像乞丐一样一无所有。
That in our spirit that we are so poor, just like a beggar, that we have nothing.
说这样的人呢是有福气的。
And to say that these people are blessed.
当一个人呢认识自己的软弱跟缺乏。
When a person understands their weakness and their needs,
他才会寻求帮助，寻求依靠。
Then they will look for help and they will look for reliance.
让一个人呢觉得自己很富足。
And when a person feels that he is rich and wealthy,
他什么都有啊，他就不会去寻找依靠。
And when he feels that he has everything, then he will not look for help.
所以耶稣说啊，财主要进神的国是很困难的。
Therefore, Jesus said, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
这个财主就是有钱财、有势力、有地位。
Rich men are with wealth, with status.
因为他有很多很多啊可以依靠的东西。
And because he has a lot of things that he could rely on.
所以他就不会谦卑下来，不会去寻求依靠或者是帮助。
Therefore, this rich man will not humble himself to look for help or reliance.
所以耶稣说他来到世界要传福音给贫穷人。
And therefore, Jesus said, I come to this world to preach unto the poor.
当然物质上贫穷的人因为他没有什么，所以他会比较谦卑，来追求属灵的福气。
And if you're materially poor, that you will usually be humble because you will ask for help.
我们说这个是比较上的，不是绝对的。
This is relative, this is not absolute.
因为有的人虽然贫穷但是他说我就是穷得很有骨气。
And because there are some people that although they are poor, but yet they are still very proud.
不容易低头。
And they are hard, it is hard for them to humble themselves.
所以要紧的就是心灵上的贫穷。
And therefore, the most important thing is that they are poor in spirit.
有的人虽然很有财富，很有才干。
And some men may be very wealthy and very capable.
但是他却非常的谦虚。
But he could be very humble.
虽然觉得说人的能力很大，财富很多啊，但是他还是觉得说人渺小，人还是很多的不足。
Although he might obtain a lot of wealth and a lot of capabilities, but he still see that there is iniquities in men.
所以要紧的就是心灵上感到很贫穷。
And therefore, the most important thing is that they will feel poor in spirit.
认识人的不足。
To understand the weakness of man.
这样的人他会去寻求道理。
Then these type of people will go and search for the truth.
我们看马太福音十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
马太福音十一章二十五节。
Matthew 11 verse 25.
说那时耶稣说父啊天地的主我感谢你因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来向婴孩就显出来二十六节
26.
父啊是的你的美意本是如此主耶稣在传道里的人当然有一些人接受跟随他
And when Jesus was preaching, of course, there were some followers.
但是有大部分的人说他们听了又都没有放在心上。
But unfortunately, there are people that heard the gospel but did not put it in their heart.
所以耶稣说，我怎么比喻这个样的世代呢？
And therefore, Jesus said, how could I speak of this generation?
说好像有一些孩童在街市上吸引他的同伴
Just like some children on the street attracting their friends.
他说我向你们吹笛你们不跳舞向你们挤哀你们不捶胸
That I
十一章的十七节
That I play flute for you and you did not dance I sang dirge and you did not mourn.
耶稣讲道理行神迹啊，但是众人啊都没有把它放在心上。
That Jesus has preached the gospel and performed miracles, but people don't put it in their heart.
啊，所以主耶稣后来说啊，原来自以为啊聪明通达的人呐、啊。他们就很不容易谦卑虚心下来。
And therefore Jesus said that those who think that they are learned and wise, they are hard for them to humble themselves.
所以他们很不容易、啊、明白神的道理。
And therefore it's hard for them to understand the words of God.
但是有的人呢、啊、心灵很谦卑好像婴孩一样。
But there are those people that are poor in spirit, just like an infant.
说神的恩典、啊、就向他们显明出来了。
Then the grace of God will be revealed to them.
那我们看到说、啊、圣经里面有一个太监埃迪亚伯的太监。
We look at the Bible, there is this eunuch from Ethiopia.
虽然他有身份有地位。
Although he has status and
但是这个人很谦卑啊。
But this person is very humble.
他专程经过很长的路程跑到耶路撒冷在那边拜神。
He traveled a long way to Jerusalem to worship God.
要回去的时候还拿着圣经在那边读。
And on his way back to his hometown, he still reads the Bible, the scriptures.
我们知道以前的圣经啊，都是刻在那个羊皮上面的。
We know that in the old days, scripture is carved in a scroll.
是一卷一卷的所以那个体容积啊非常的大。
And those scrolls are actually pretty large.
所以要读这个圣经，又在那个车上啊。颠簸不平啊，真的是不容易的。
And he was reading these scrolls inside his cart.
因为他有谦卑渴慕的心。
And because he has this humble and thirsty heart.
所以神就差派一个传道人叫做腓力。
And therefore God sent Philip, the pastor.
说你赶快到那个旷野的地方去。
To go to the wilderness.
他就看到了这个太监。
And there Philip found this eunuch.
在路上还在读圣经啊。
That he was still reading the scripture on his way back.
那是读以赛亚书。
And he was reading the book of Isaiah.
腓力靠近说，你读的你懂吗？
So Philip drew close to him and asked if he understand
what
he's reading. 他又
很虚心地说，没有人主教我，我怎么会懂呢？
And he was very humble and replied that if no one show me, how could I understand?
然后就请腓力上车。
And therefore, he asked Philip to come on board.
腓力就把他所读的以赛亚书五十三章向他讲解。
And so Philip explained chapter 53, Isaiah chapter 53 to him.
原来啊，这是预言耶稣要来世界来受苦。来为我们成全救恩。
And this chapter is actually prophesying Jesus Christ, the Savior for mankind.
所以他明白了这个道理以后。
And after this eunuch understood this good message,
他就要求腓力为他洗礼啊。他就很高兴地把这个救恩啊带回家乡去了。
And he asked Philip to baptize him, and he joyfully brought this good message back home to Ethiopia.
所以一个谦卑虚心追求的人啊，神就能够开启他的心眼，让他明白真理。
So a humble and poor in spirit, God will open up the way for him.
一个虚心的人常常会省察自己。
A humble person will often examine themselves.
要知道自己的行为是不是合神的要求。
To see whether their deeds and behavior is according to God's standard.
我呢一个住满住足的人常常以为我住起什么样样都非常的好。
On the other hand, a person that is proud often feel that they are capable of everything.
却没有看到自己的软弱跟缺失。
And they do not see that their own weakness and their needs.
所以谦卑的人常常省察自己，他就会追求进步。
And so if a person that is humble will often examine themselves and to improve themselves.
我们看启示录第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
十七节。
Chapter 3 verse 17.
启示录三章十七节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 17.
你说我是富足的，已经发了财，一样都不缺。却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的18节。18. 我劝你买，向我买苦练的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能够看见。这里讲到有一个教会叫做老底家教会。
Here is mentioned about a church in Laodicea.
啊，因为他们所处的生活环境啊很富足。
Because their environment is very wealthy and comfortable.
啊，所以啊，他们在灵性上变成不能不做。
And therefore, in their spirit, they are lukewarm.
啊，所以神透过使徒写信跟他们讲。
And so, God through the disciples send a letter to them.
说你们自己以为富足了，但是其实上啊，你们灵性上不能不做。
And said to them that you think that you are rich, but in fact you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold.
啊，再不悔改发热心的话，我要从我的口中把你们吐出去。
And if you don't repent, then I will spit you out of my mouth.
说你们认为说已经富足了。发财啦
，and that you think that you are rich, that you acquire wealth.
但是你们在神的眼中来看呢、啊，是贫穷、可怜、赤身、瞎眼的。
But in reality, in the eyes of God, you are poor, you are pitiful, and blind and naked.
因为他们灵性上很缺乏。
Because in their spirit they are lacking.
所以主耶稣说：“我劝你们要跟我买苦练的金子。”
And that's why Jesus said to them, "I counsel you to buy gold from me."
苦练的金子啊，就是神的道理，是经过练过的。
And this gold, refined gold, is the words of God. It is refined in fire.
非常纯正的生命之道。
It is a pure words of life.
啊，你把神的道封封存在心里面呢、啊，才能够让你真正得到富足。
And if you store the words of life in your heart, then you will obtain this true riches and wealth.
说你要跟我买白衣穿上。
And also, he said that you should buy the white clothes and wear it.
啊，让你的羞耻啊，才能够遮盖不显露出来。
So that you could cover your shame and nakedness.
啊，这个白衣啊，就是神给我们的衣服啊。因为我们认识神的救恩以后，神要把他的白衣啊。啊，披在在我们身上。
And this white clothes is a clothes that God gives us when He saves us.
啊，让我们呢、啊、罪能够得到消除，能够在神的面前呢、啊、白白得到称义。
So that our sins are removed, that we will be called righteous in God.
因为主耶稣的义行要归在我们身上。
Because the righteousness of God will be put upon us.
啊，所以要追求啊神给我们的救恩。
And therefore, we need to seek after the salvation from God.
他说要买眼药来擦你的眼睛。
And that also to buy eye medicine to put on your eyes.
因为人的心灵的眼睛啊，被魔鬼弄瞎了。
Because the spiritual eyes is blinded by Satan.
所以人离开了神啊，就看不到神的救恩啊，看不到平安的道路。
Therefore, when man is apart from God, therefore we cannot see the salvation of God nor His path.
所以我们来追求啊啊属灵的恩典。
Therefore, now we come to seek after the spiritual
blessing. 神把他的灵浇灌给我们。
God gave His spirit unto us.
啊，这个圣灵叫做智慧跟启示的灵。
This Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
啊，会打开我们心灵的眼睛。
It will open up our spiritual eyes.
啊，说让我们看到神救赎我们的恩典是何等的浩大。
So that we could see how great the salvation of God.
啊，神所要显在我们身上的能力啊， 是何等的伟大。
And we can see how great the power of God will be bestowed upon us.
所以圣灵啊，会帮助我们明白一切的真理。
So the Holy Spirit will help us to understand all truth.
让我们能够看到神的大能跟他的丰盛的恩典。
So that we could see the great power of God and his abundant blessing.
所以当一个人啊，能够省察自己。
So when a person can examine himself,
才能够来追求得到更丰盛的属灵恩典。
Then he could go seek after the abundant blessings from God.
一个人能够谦卑下来才能够真正的悔改归向神。
When a person could truly humble himself, then he could repent and return to God.
事实上，我们人没有骄傲夸大的条件。
In reality, we have no right to be proud and be boastful.
人在神的面前是非常的渺小。
Because we are small in the eyes of God.
你跑到纽约的大楼上去。
If you go on top of the skyscraper,
你看到地下所有的车子都是玩具的小汽车一样。
You look down from the top of the building, down to the ground, the cars are so small.
人有时候把自己看得太大了。
And when a person sometimes look at themselves too
great. 但是从外界来看人。
But from outer space to look at this person.
太空人从太空的地方看到世界上的人。
When the astronaut look at a person in the world,
他说好像这个山上一堆的蚂蚁一样。
It looks like ants on the mountain.
他说神在看人呢。
So if we look at from God's eye point of view,
说所有的世人呢，在神来看好像水桶里面的一滴水。
And all the people, just like a drop of water in a bucket.
主是人知道我们人是很渺小的。
Now we have to understand that we are so small.
虽然我们这么渺小，但是我们看到神对我们的爱真的非常的大。
But although we are so small, but yet God's grace and His love upon us is so great.
神用他的大能跟慈爱来眷顾我们世上的人。
That God uses power and grace to care for us.
所以我们在神的面前要虚心谦卑下来。
Therefore, we need to be humble in front of God.
因为人的生命相当有限。
Because man's life is limited.
人的能力相当有限。
Man's ability is limited.
人的知识也是很有限的。
Our knowledge is also very limited.
虽然我们人有一定的能力跟知识。
Although man might have some capability and some knowledge.
但是我们知道这一切都是神给我们的。
But we know that all this is given by God.
既然神给我们的，我们有什么可以骄傲夸口的地方？
But we know that it is all from God, then there is nothing for us to boast about.
有的人行了一点善行他就骄傲了，到处宣扬。
Some people might do some good deeds, and then they became proud and start spreading their deeds.
事实上，在神来看说人所行的善行再怎么善都是不完全，好像一件污秽的衣服一样。
In reality, all the good deeds that we have done is not pure and it's not perfect.
人靠自己没有办法行出善来。
Because no man could do good only by themselves.
所以我们真的需要认识我们自己在神的面前谦卑下来。
And therefore, we need to truly understand ourselves and to be humble in front of God.
来追求那个全能永生的神。
And to seek after that omnipotent and eternal God.
在神的恩典当中来生活。
And to live under the blessing of God.
我们才有真正的喜乐跟盼望。
Then we will have the true joy and hope.
我们回过头来看第二项。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 5.
我们看马太福音第五章第四节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 4.
马太福音五章第四节。
Matthew 5 verse 4.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。耶稣谈到第二项说，哀痛的人有福气。
Here Jesus mentioned on the second blessing that those who are those who mourn will be blessed.
因为他们可以得到安慰。
For they will be comforted.
哀痛就是痛痛的哭泣
But to mourn is to cry bitterly.
啊，遇到很痛苦难过的事情，啊，人就会哭泣。
When we encounter a very sad event, we will cry.
啊，这个哭泣啊，就是人很自然的感情上的流露。
Cry is a way that we show our emotions.
啊，真的，我们人生当中啊，有很多啊，让我们痛苦哭泣的一些事情。
And the truth is that in our lifetime that there are many things that is very sorrowful and sad for us.
所罗门王说啊，人所遭遇的是极重的劳苦。
Solomon says that men will face great tribulations in life.
啊，有的人说啊，人生是一个哭泣的人生。
Some says that a person's life is a life of
mourning. 从哀哭开始啊，从哀哭结束。
They will start crying and end crying.
所以人生啊，四大痛苦。
So there are four hardship in life.
就是生、老、病跟死。
That is birth, getting old and getting sick and then die.
人因为我们的祖先犯罪，所以说要多多增加怀胎的苦楚。
And because our ancestors have sinned, therefore we are in sin.
所以母亲为着生小孩啊，也要受过很多的苦，流很多的血。
For example, a mother will have to go through labor in order to give birth.
所以一个孩子啊，如果不晓得孝顺父母亲啊，啊，真的是不晓得父母亲的爱。
So the child would need to understand how much pain that the mother will have to go through and how much love that gives us.
母亲是在苦难当中 把我们生下来的。
Mother went through so much pain in order to give birth to us.
然后说这个老啊也是一种痛苦。
And also to get old is also a pain.
我们看传道书十二章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
所以传道是十二章第三节
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 3
说看所房屋的发展有力的屈伸推磨的稀少就主席从窗户往外看都昏暗第四节
verse 4
街门关闭推磨的声音微小雀鸟一叫就起来歌唱的女主衰微第五节
Verse 5
说人怕高处路上有惊慌姓氏开发蚱蜢成为重担人所愿的都会掉因为人归他永远的家吊伤的在街上往来所罗门在形容人老的状况
Here Solomon is depicting a person when he is old age
说看守房屋的发展，看守房屋的就是我们的锁啦。
And he says that these keepers of the house are trembling, which we are referring to our
hands. 我们借着双锁拿食物，借着双锁来做事情，来保卫我们的身体。
It is through these hands that we work for our food, and it's these hands that protect our
soul. 当然年纪大了，有这个锁啊，就会发展。
And when it's old, then these hands will start to tremble.
行动啊，就不是那么自由。
And all his actions are not as free.
有力的屈伸啊，这个有力的就指着我们人的腰。
And this strong man stooped, which means that his back is.
年轻人呢、啊，腰非常有力啊，所以可以抬头挺胸。
And the young man could stand up straight.Because their back is very strong.
年纪大了以后，有时候这个腰啊越来越没有力啊，所以身体就慢慢的屈伸下去了。
As a man grow old, they lose their strength on the back, and therefore they stoop down.
推磨的稀少啊，就阻着我们人的牙齿。
And then the grinder sees, which refer to our teeth.
我们吃下去的东西啊，这个牙齿帮忙磨啊，磨碎了以后，我们吃下去。那带给我们营养。
Because when we eat, we need to use our teeth to chew, and then before we eat.
年纪大了以后啊，牙齿越来越少。
And as we grow old, these teeth will
lose our teeth. 越来越没有力量。
And our teeth will grow weaker.
所以有些硬的东西啊，就吃不下去了。
And therefore, some hard stuff will it's hard for us to chew.
说从窗户往外看啊，都变成黑暗了。
And then you look out in the window and everything grew dim.
啊，窗户是指着我们的人的眼睛。
And window refers to our eyes.
我们啊，大概四十几岁啊，开始眼睛就有点老花眼。
And by age 40, we might start to have...
啊，有时候六十岁左右啊，叫白内障。
We might have bifocals, and then at 60, we might have...
慢慢的年纪越大，眼睛就昏花，外面的世界啊，越来越看不清楚。
And as we grow old, that our eyesight start to dim and we cannot see clearly.
他说街门关闭了。
And then here it says the doors to the streets are closed.
这个街门就是指的我们的耳朵。
And these doors refers to our ears.
他说年纪大了以后啊，有时候耳朵听不太清楚。
And as we grow old, our capability to hear fades away.
啊，所以有时候年纪大的人啊，讲话都特别大声。
And that's why older people they tend to speak louder.
哎，因为事实上啊，自己听不清楚，以为人家都听不清楚。
Because in reality, they cannot hear themselves, therefore they speak loudly.
啊，说雀鸟一叫就起来了。
And when the sound of birds sound, they wake up.
晚上没有办法好好睡觉。
Which means that they are unable to fall asleep for a long
time. 歌唱的女主衰微。
And all the songs grow faint to them.
喉咙的声音啊，越来越不是那么美了。
Which means that they are, their sounds are not as beautiful as a young person.
所以怕高处有惊慌。
And then they will start to afraid of heights and dangers.
啊，所以走在路上啊，把它提心吊胆的。
And so when they walk on the street, they are afraid.
他说人慢慢的越年纪越大，啊，你的一些心智啦，一些志气啊，慢慢的就消失掉了。
And as you grow old, all your courage or your strength are fade away.
啊，所以人地大了，如果身体不健康啊，真的很辛苦。
And so when a person gets old, if they don't have a good health, it is really troublesome.
病痛也是一种苦。
And sickness is also a pain.
啊，各样的疾病啊，到了年纪大，越来越多。
As you grow old, you will encounter a lot of different sickness.
啊，生病自己痛苦啊，家人连带都受苦。
In sickness, you will suffer. Not only that, your family members will also suffer alone.
我们看约伯记三十三章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 33,
十九节。
Job 33 verse 19.
约伯记三十三章十九节。
Job 33 verse 19.
说人在床上被惩治，骨头中啊不住的疼痛。二十节
，20，
以致他的口咽气食物，心厌恶美味。二十一节
，21，
他的肉消瘦，不得再见，先前不见的骨头都凸出来了。二十二节
，22，
他的灵魂临近深坑，他的生命啊。近于灭命的，那这里讲到说，人在生病当中啊，真的很辛苦啊。
Here it says that when the person is sick, that he is truly suffering.
啊，身体啊，各样的病痛啊，啊，让他痛得很难受。
That he will feel all different kinds of pain on his body that is very uncomfortable.
啊，虽然呢、啊，有很多的美味在他的面前呢、啊，啊他。心中厌烦，根本啊吃不下去。
Although there are many choice meals and good foods, but he cannot enjoy it.
啊，所以身体就慢慢的消瘦下来，骨头都凸出来了。
And then the flesh will start to waste away, and his bones will start to show.
啊，说有时候晚上啊盼不到天亮。
And that he cannot, they're looking.
啊，白天有希望，晚上能够快一点到来。
They hope that the morning will come soon, and at night they can.
事实上，躺在床上翻来覆去就是睡不着。
They rest in their bed and tossing around cannot fall asleep.
啊，就是人在病痛当中的苦。
This is the pain that a person will feel, in their suffering.
最后一项是死亡。
And lastly is death.
因为是超过经验的，是没有办法逃避的。
This is something that we cannot, no person can avoid.
因为人不知道离开世界以后要往哪里去，所以人内心充满着恐惧。
Because we do not know where do we go after our death, therefore we are afraid of death.
啊，这是人生的苦难。
And this is the suffering of men.
圣经里面说啊，神借着苦难来救拔困苦的人。
And Jesus said that that God through these suffering will save mankind.
人如果在平生当中啊，处处都非常的顺利。
If a person have no suffering in their life,
他不会感到啊需要福音。
This person will not have any need for the good gospel.
啊，在那个苦难当中啊，你没有办法靠世界上的东西来解决苦难的问题。
Because in suffering, you cannot rely on the things of this world to resolve your suffering.
所以所罗门王虽然追求学问、地位、财富啊。
And therefore, look at Solomon. He seek after wealth, knowledge, and status.
想要说啊，怎样来填满他虚空的人生。
He tried to look for things in this material world to fulfill his empty heart.
啊，他说啊，主是啊，用虚空来填补虚空啊。
But he says vanity. He's using vanity to fill up his vanity.
最后的结果就是，好像捕风一样。
And the result is just catching wind.
所以世界上的水啊，没有办法让我们真正得到饱足。
So the waters in this world cannot quench our thirst.
啊，但是唯有神所赐给我们生命的活水啊，才能够解决我们人类真正虚空啊，真正哀痛的事情。
Only the living water from God could quench our thirst, could solve our suffering in this world.
所以耶稣说啊，劳苦患难的人，你尽管到我这里来。
And therefore Jesus said, those who are labor and toil could come to me.
我要让你们得享安息。
I shall give you peace.
所以我们看到很多人在苦难当中啊，他们来寻求神。
And therefore, we see many people in their suffering, they come to God.
神就解决他们苦难的问题啊，让他们带来啊安慰。
God will resolve their suffering and bring them the comfort.
后来因为不生意啊，有人激动他，他心里很愁苦。
Hannah, because she is barren and therefore she was sorrowful in her heart.
她到神的圣殿里面啊，在那边进食祷告。
She went to the temple of God to fast and pray.
啊，结果后来神是给他儿子，让他得安慰。
And God gave Hannah a son to comfort her sorrow.
西家王啊，得了必死的病。
King Hezekiah was terminally ill.
先知跟他讲说，你有什么遗言啊，你赶快做个交代。
The prophet said, if you have any last words, please say so before you die.
结果他病床上啊，就向着神啊流泪祷告哀求。
And on his deathbed, he prayed to God and poured out his heart.
神叫先知说，你回去告诉他。
And God sent his messenger back to King
Hezekiah. 我已经看到你的眼泪。
That said, I have already seen your tears.
我听到你的哀声。
And I have heard your mourning.
所以我要加添给你啊15年的寿命。
And God said, I will grant you 15 more years.
所以很多啊在困苦患难的人啊，他们就来寻求神。
So there are many people in their suffering, they come to God and seek after God.
神就使他们啊从苦难当中归回。
And God will give make them return in their suffering.
啊，让他们带来安慰。
To give them comfort.
我们知道啊，人类苦难的原因啊，就是因为罪。
We know that our pain is result of our sin.
因为罪的缘故啊，让人跟神啊隔离。
Because of our sin that we are separated from God.
啊，所以人要解决苦难的问题啊，也是要解决罪的问题。
In order for us to resolve sin, pain, we need to resolve our sin.
所以我们不只是为我们人生的一些痛苦啊，来哀伤。
That we don't just mourn for the suffering of this world.
我们更应当啊，为我们人的软弱过患啊，来哀伤。
We should also mourn for our sins and our iniquities.
大卫虽然曾经犯过罪。
David, although David had once sinned.
啊，但是啊，他知道悔改。
But he knew how to repent.
他在神的面前呢，痛痛的哭泣呀。
He cried bitterly in front of God.
他说：“神啊，你一定要赦免我的罪。
”He cried to God that God, please forgive my sin.
啊，重新造给我有一个清洁正直的心灵。
And give me a renew and pure heart.
圣经里面形容说大卫的哀哭啊。
In the Bible, describe how.David cried to God.
说他流泪流得很多啊，好像那个泪水都要把他的床啊，把它飘起来了。
That his cry, his tears, became a river that almost floated his bed.
啊，当然就是文学上的形容了。
Of course, this is just a description of how much he cried.
表示大卫对他所犯的过犯啊，他是何等的哀痛。
That this shows how much sorrow and regretful that.David has for his
所以神就先出安慰他说你必不住于死。
And therefore, God sent his messenger to tell him that you will not die.
啊，虽然他所犯的罪啊，受到神的管教。
Although he have sinned and he was punished by God.
但是神还留下他的灵命。
But God still kept his spiritual life.
啊，就是因为他的悔改啊，为罪哀哭啊，啊能够得到安慰。
That's because he had repented and cried for his sin, and therefore he was comforted.
所以耶稣说、啊，有两个人到圣殿里面去祷告。
And so Jesus said that there are two people that went to the temple to pray.
有一个税吏啊，在那边呢、啊，快要住籍。
One is a tax collector that he was boasting about.
神啊，我感谢你呀、啊。
He said, God, I thank you.
啊，我啊。都照你的道理来行啊！啊，不像这个人呐、啊，啊，奸淫肉所不义。
That I have followed all your commandments and not like this tax collector.
我一个礼拜进食两次。
I have fasted for 2 days a week.
哦，所有的我都献上十分之一啦。
And I have offered my tithe.
啊、在圣经里面说、啊、他是在神的面前在那边自言自语、啊、
The Bible says that he is just talking to himself.
祷告是要跟神讲话，求神施恩怜悯我们。
Because when we pray, we are praying to God and ask God to forgive us.
他就看到自己的话样样都好了，在神的面前夸耀自己。
He only see his own goods and he was boasting about all the good deeds that he have done.、
啊、同时有一个税吏。
On the other hand, there was this tax collector.
啊，因为这个税吏啊，一般就是他们讹诈别人的钱哦。
And often these tax collectors are do things that are not rightful.
啊，把收的税啊，一部分交给政府啊，剩下都变成他所有的财产。
Because they will collect some of the tax and give it to the government, but they will keep some for themselves.
所以在当时的社会啊，是看不起的，人家都把他当作罪人。
Therefore, people look down on these tax collectors.
啊，但是这个税吏啊，他知道自己的错了。
But this tax collector realized what he have done wrong.
他说，远远的不敢亲近神。
And he was afraid to come in front of God.
他的头都不敢抬起来。
He dared not to lift up his head towards heaven.
他一直都捶胸。
He kept on pounding on his heart.
要求说，神啊，求你开恩，可怜我这个罪人。
He asked God, please have mercy on me on this on this sinner like me.
但是主耶稣说，这个人回去以后啊，他会更有益。
But Jesus said, this person will leave here more righteous than the Pharisee.
啊，因为他能够为自己的过患痛悔。
Because he repented for all the wrong things that he have done.
啊，所以主要我们能够认罪悔改，神要擦净你一切的过患。
And so if we could repent and acknowledge all our sin, then God will remove and comfort us.
啊，所以说哀哭的人啊，他们就能够得到安慰。
So those who will mourn will be comforted.
啊，所以我们能够因为我们人生的苦难或我们的过患。来到神的面前啊，哀哭。
And if we are able to come in front of God because of our sins and our iniquities,
啊，神要赐给我们心灵上的平安。
And if we can mourn before God, then God shall give us comfort.
我们的过患要得到赦免。
Then all our sins and iniquities shall be forgiven.
啊，我们要真正有一个平安。喜乐的生活。
Then we will truly have a joyful and peaceful life.
耶稣也说，我们要常常为我们自己跟我们的儿女哀哭。
And Jesus also said that we need to mourn for ourselves and also for our children.
就常常啊，反省检讨我们的信仰。
Which means that we need to examine our faith and as our children's
faith. 我们的儿女啊，他们是不是认识神、敬畏神
？To examine whether our children truly understand God, know God, and worship God.
他们是不是有好的美德
？Whether they have good virtues.
这是我们要常常要关心的事情。
These are things that we need.To looked after often.
我们如果常常为着这些事情关心，为着这些事情哀哭啊。
And if we could often care about these things and mourn for these things,
我们将来才能够真正得到喜效。
Then in the future, we will truly be joyful and happy.
我们早上就谈到这里。
We'll conclude this morning's sermon.
我们来唱诗395首。
Let's sing hymn 395.
395.
395.
贵的道理。
We ask God to help us so that we could understand His precious words.
慢慢的按照主的道行在我们的生活当中。
That through His words that we will practice in our life.
让我们灵性越来越进步，让我们跟神越来越亲近。
That will improve our spirituality and draw closer to God.
让我们能够正在神的恩典当中啊，能够进到更高的境界。
And that under the blessing of God that we could We could elevate ourselves into another level.
我们彼此互相代祷。
And so it's also intercede for one another.
为一些软弱病痛的弟兄姊妹，我们特别关心，用爱心来为他们代祷。
And that we pray for those brothers and sisters who are weak with our love.
我们等一下祷告完要唱294的副歌。
And after our prayer, we will sing 200, the chorus for 294.
所以我们如果不熟悉的话，我们可以把赞美诗啊翻开来。
And if we're not familiar with that chorus, then we could actually turn to it, and sing later.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
So now we'll kneel down to pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。